Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome everyone to Hot Dog Vendor Radio. I'm glad you're listening in tonight. It's going to be hard to beat a night like last Sunday. What an incredible show.
It's that time again, folks, broadcasting live with his tin cans and a brand new string from a top old Smokey. It's Ben, the king of Wiener Slingers, with a fancy co-host, with important guests, and the best answers a third-grade education can buy. All for you. Sponsored by Mobile Food Vendors Association, BensCarts.com, Whiskey by the Jug, and Donuts. You are so in for a treat today. But if I told you now, I'd have to kill you. So stay tuned. Ben's as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. Stand by. He's downing his last glass of liquid courage, and he'll be live in 30 seconds.
Want to save even more money? Build your own professional hot dog cart. Save over $1,000. Buildacart.com. Buildacart.com.
Well, I am so happy to be with y'all today. I've had a wonderful day. I got to spend time with a friend today online on a Skype call, and y'all will get to see that video soon. And I have had a good week, and I hope you have as well. I have received a ton of questions this week, some that I encouraged those to please call into the show so that it helps everybody the answers. And so hopefully they will tonight. But I would encourage you, if you're listening live, we've got over right at 200 people listening live right this minute, and about 15 people in the chat room, and I welcome everybody that's on. I thank you for being here. And I believe that we have live with us tonight a Jason Brown of Love Hot Dog Company.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Well, it's good to hear from you, Jason.
Long time to talk.
Yeah, it's been horribly long.
What's going on?
Oh, we've... I opened this up with talking about the previous show. And folks, if you missed last week's show, please go back and listen to that show. It was the bomb. There was 3 hours. We kept extending it, 30 minutes, 30 minutes, 30 minutes, which, by the way, I'm not doing that tonight because I have to get up early and make pancakes for one of the kids' school class deals before some kind of testing. And so I made bean pancakes last year. And they asked that Mr. Ben come back and make colored pancakes again. I made green for the boys and pink for the girls and let them help and put the food coloring in, and we had a blast.
Thank you.
I love doing it. It's fun. But anyway, we have tonight's show. I had some topics I wanted to cover, but I really would encourage you to call in. Now, obviously, we are a live call-in radio show. It's Hot Dog Vendor Radio, but we love all street food vendors. And it's where we all come for help, encouragement, share their successes, and more. So if you would like to call in tonight and share, please dial 424-258-9364. And I'll be sure to get you on the air, and you can ask your question. You can remain anonymous if you want. If I ask your name, give me a fake name if you want. We don't care. We just want to share and promote the business. We have become a voice. It is evidenced in a lot of the actions that have come forth, legal actions against cities who restrict vending. So it's a big deal for us to join hands, so to speak. And it's a big deal for us to help each other. Some of us may think that it's a, oh my gosh, I can't give that secret out, because it could hurt me. I had a gentleman send me a name for his dog thing this week, and he goes, and I get several of these, I get quite a bit of these, but they ask, hey, what do you think of this name? And listen, your name is yours, and I'm happy to give you, I think there's some cool ones out there, and there's some basic ones out there. I was pretty basic. I thought that it was fancy at the time, but then, you know, I found out later that, you know, it was like 300 vendors with my same name. But irregardless, it doesn't matter. And but anyway, this gentleman sent me an email and said, hey, what do you think of this name? Don't tell anybody. And, you know, it's basically if you're not going to trademark the name, it doesn't matter if you tell nobody to tell anybody because they can take the name and use it. And I you know, who wants to go to the trouble of trademarking something yet? Until you get on your feet and your name means something, I wouldn't have spent the money trademarking it. But the bottom line is it was a fantastic name. And but I had heard it before. But and I told him, I said, this is a great name. That, you know, there's, I think that there was three different Facebook pages pulled up when I used that name. But I'd only heard of it a couple times, I know. But it was a neat name. And we've talked about this, Jason, in the past, about creating a good name if you're beginning out, something that's easy and memorable, kind of like your Love hot dog company. Now, Jason had a different name at first, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, Jason, but it was a cool name. He used Evol, like, you know, it sounded evil, but it's E-V-O-L, was Love backwards. And it was a brilliant name, and I had never seen anybody do it, but it turns out it was a trademarked name. And so, not with a
trademark on our end came up clean.
Right. Right.
And it was just a guy challenged me on it, and I just thought, you know what? I'd rather just do it now than later. You know, once you start developing a brand, can you imagine if I had to change that now? You know,
It'd be a mess. And you know what's cool about your name, the way it is now, the just straight out Love? How many people would Evol have gone right over their heads? And they would have gone, oh, he's doing a play on words like evil hot dogs, like Dr. Evil. Yep. And even though it was a play on words, they would have missed the point that it was Love backwards. I thought it was brilliant, but I love the fact that you've got Love Hot Dog Company. It's nobody can miss that. And it sounds like when you know you eat one of your hot dogs, you're in love. And so there's several messages in that name. Don't panic. If you're listening and you go, oh, I've got one of those names that I picked and everybody's got it and I thought it was cool at the time, I'm going to change. No, no, no. Your name is synonymous to who you are locally. You know, if you plan on going nationwide one day, then great. You can consider other stuff. But for the time being, absolutely, make a name for yourself. Make a name for your cart, your location, your service, your food, and you won't have to worry about anything. And it doesn't matter if it's, you know, cat turd, hot dogs. Well, that would probably be a bad one. But it probably wouldn't work. I
can't understand why nobody will eat here.
Somebody just posted up, I plan to use the name Angel Dogs Vending. See, that's a unique name. I've not heard that name before. That's a cool name. I've seen some, religious religious names involved, and I don't know if angel is if that's what you're trying to achieve. But I've not heard of angel dogs, and I like that. I do know there's a charity that's called Angel Charities, and they do a neat fundraiser for kids each year that I've been fortunate to be a part of sometimes, and so there's different ways to make this to make your name for yourself and get out there. But the most crucial point and the most crucial part is no matter how you do your name, it's how you do your service. And if you're consistent, and you've heard Doug's Dogs, you know, talk about that, and we've all talked about, you know, being consistent and being on target. But Jason, do you have any news for us? Before I get to some questions that we got?
Let's see. Moving on with commissary. What's that?
You're building your own commissary, but tell me about your deal right now. You have a deal going on some pre-orders.
Yes. We're doing some pre-orders for the next run. Colors for this run are going to be silver, orange, and blue.
What he's talking about is icecreambike.biz, folks. So if you've considered getting into the business. Huh?
My boys are calling them the chill trikes.
The chill trikes. But icecreambike.biz, and you can check them out. But you're making a new batch, basically. And
yes.
you're doing a pre-order deal. Because these are pretty high-tech, you know, machines. You're talking a green machine. It freezes ice cream with the power of the sun, and you can't get any greener than that. Unless you've got a cow on board and you're squeezing milk and making ice cream.
Boy, that'd be rough to pedal, huh?
Well, it could be a little cow.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, we're going to do a deal, and basically if they want to secure their spot in line with 1,000 down, we're basically going to drop $600 off the price. So rather than basically $3,600, you know, we'll put it at $2,995.
So, wow. So you'll be able to get it if you pre-order and do it or whatever, and you've got seen money down leasing programs, so you can expand your business, or if you just want to start with some other type of food vending. Especially at the time of year, you can do that. Now, you also have some of your first prototype stuff that you're going to offer up some of them.
Yes, we're going to put a few of those up for sale. Probably at the site this week. I have to do some pictures and things. But, you know, a few of those, two of those solar panels, two that don't. They're just run off the battery backup. Give you a few hours of runtime. You know, just if somebody wants to get in a little cheaper or something like that. You know, figure we put those up and move them out.
Well, I think it's a good idea. I think that considering doing something like that, go over to icecreambike.biz and check that out. I'd like to welcome everybody to the show tonight. You're listening on Hot Dog Vendor Radio. It's not just for hot dog vendors. Obviously, we've been talking about ice cream. And you can be any kind of street food vendor, and we welcome you and your advice and your encouragement and your questions even. And no questions are dumb questions except the ones not asked, so feel free to call 424-258-9364. I would love to have you call in and ask some questions. Last week, here's what happened. We got started in the show, got about 40 minutes into it, covered some questions that were emailed in. And through the listener feedback line, if you're unfamiliar with the listener feedback line, go over to learnhotdogs.com, and anywhere on the screen you'll see the feedback button on the left, or you can just go to learnhotdogs.com/feedback and leave a message for the show. But we got some good questions, and it ended up like right towards the end, 15, 20 minutes before the end of the show, we got call after call after call and ended up going 3 hours. Like I said before,
marathon show.
It was an awesome show, and I was so thankful for all those people that called in and shared. It worked out well. But anyway, I'd welcome you to call in tonight and take part in the show. And if you have any questions about getting started, have any questions as you got started, if you just got started and want to share your news with us, I'd like to hear it. Let's see. I'm going to do over here to this question I got. It was, how long would it take to change locations, assuming I want to go from a day spot to a night spot? And this is a good question. Because what he's talking about doing is, you know, setting up during the day and then breaking down. And how long is that going to take to get everything ready to go reset up at a new location?
Oof.
I hate moving around in one day. But I have done it, you know, because it's never been like two real locations. What it was is work my regular location, and then I had an event or something scheduled with the cart at somewhere else that evening or afternoon, late afternoon. So those things do happen, and this question is kind of relative to everything you do. So if you have a lot of food items, a lot of inventory, a lot of cleanup, depending on how busy you've been that day, all of those things play an account in how long it's going to take you to set up and tear down. From a busy day, though, to a slack day, I can be tore down and gone within, you know, 30 minutes. But then I have cleanup, and that may take me 30 to an hour depending on how many pans. But see, I started using a while back. We had a caller tell us about these, those pan liners. And or it was on the maybe it was on the blog they told us and shared it. But I started using pan liners, and then the cleanup became a nil point. You know, my training videos, they talk about the pain in the butt it is to scrub chili out of pans. And with the pan liners, you don't have to do it. You just throw it away and move on. It's well worth the dollar. What would you say there, Jason? What would you say to that question as far as, you know, changing locations? Well, how long?
I mean, it's always, to me at least, it's always easier to tear down and move. Where you run into problems is, you know, and I kind of cheat in the morning, even if it's summertime, I take hot water to fill my steam tables and, you know, kind of give myself a little bit of a head start. You know, tear down's the easy part. It's setting up when you get to the next location, you know, because I imagine you're going to be going for cold water, so it just takes longer to get the table or the steam going again. And, you know,
right.
I do it on very few occasions. Man, there's five times through the summer we do it for a concert where I'm literally moving two blocks down. And, you know, I hate it, but it's one of those things I got to do.
I don't like moving my cart at all if there's water in the steam table. Because you'll lose 80% of your water all the way back toward your bread box. Going down the road, the first bump, it sloshes. Even a curve sloshes it. It's just empty everything before you travel.
Yeah, no, I would empty everything and secure everything. And, you know, I have a couple of milk crates that I put stuff into, and that way it's on the floor, it doesn't fall. I mean, I don't know if you guys remember when we talked about, I was cleaning up, and a buddy stopped to say hello, kind of sidetracked me a little bit, shut the door, drove home. Only 2 miles up the road, and a gallon of red strawberry syrup fell off the shelf. Splattered. You remember me telling you about that, Ben?
Yeah, it looked like a crime scene.
Yeah, it looked like a murder scene. Only a half gallon spill, but man, it was everywhere inside the trailer. It was like, you know, 4 hours of cleaning. And, you know, that's why I don't like, you know, being interrupted in my routine to close up and stuff. But, you know, I definitely wouldn't move with water in my steam table, not to mention, I mean, especially on an open cart, man, if you stop somewhere and that burns somebody, or, you know, it's just not worth the aggravation.
Right. We've got Mad Dog Jimmy asked, Jason, he said, question on the commissary. Does your commissary have to be within a certain distance of your selling location? In most states, it doesn't, but it's up to the inspector. The inspector may say, listen, 600 miles is ridiculous. We all know you ain't going to your commissary. So it's got to be in a relative traveling distance. You know, you can't have a commissary, you know, in Colorado while you're working in Georgia. It probably isn't going to fly.
Nah, they might call, you know, BS on that one.
Yeah. I don't know if y'all remember, but last year, last spring, in fact, I talked to the head guy with the inspector out in Washington State. I think it was Tacoma. Yeah, Tacoma. And if you're in that area considering doing this, you ought to get in touch with them. They've got a program for vendors where they will help you do everything. They are enticing street vendors because it makes for a happier street, and they know it, and they've proven it, and they want you there. And they'll let you serve anything if you follow a few rules. I'm talking baked potatoes and bacon-wrapped cheese turds. I don't know. You can buy anything you can imagine. They don't have any restrictions on the food if you follow a few set of rules. And so I just wanted to remind everybody that if you're in that neck of the woods and you're listening, take that up. Take a look at it. Even if you don't live in, you know, if you live in Seattle, that may be worth traveling there 3 days a week and make a good living. Okay.
Closer.
Yeah, I don't think, I think it's awesome that there's cities out there like Portland. Portland has food pods. They have places set up for vendors because they want them there. They love vendors, and they want them there because it attracts a different type of air, a nostalgic air to the community. It makes people feel safer when they're walking down the street to know that there's some vendors out there that they, you know, it's just a good feeling. So And I'm not talking about these vendors, you know, like at the fair that are calling out to you, "Hey, Sexy, come over here and win you a teddy bear." I'm talking about the stuff that, you know, the good vendors that are, "Hi, how are you today?" You know, and smile at them, or, you know, play a country tune or do a tap dance for them. The look, you know, your look has a lot to do with this. And I got a call from a lady today, and I'm not going to say her name because I don't want to embarrass her, or I don't want to offend her, basically, but because it's not an embarrassment, but it's a matter of, she's had a hard time, but if anything, she's inconsistent. And I told her that. We've talked so much now that, you know, I'd consider her a friend, and I said, "Listen, you're not consistent. You'll tell me, well, I haven't been able to go out the last 2 weeks because the neighbor's chicken's having puppies, and then my grass got really high, but I went out for 2 days this week, and it's just not doing good."
I don't understand why people do that.
You have to be consistent. You have to treat this like a job. You have to treat it, you have to be your own boss. If you're not that type of person, a self-motivated go-getter type of person, this is the wrong business. Or any business that you own, where you are in control of whether you get out of bed before the crowd, you can't do it if you don't have that desire and motivation. There's some people that are just, you know, go-getters. They're never satisfied with enough, you know, what's enough, and they're constantly going. And then there's some that are just good entrepreneur spirit. They get up and they you know, they've made a plan and they go get it. And then there's those that go, "Dang, I just ain't making no money." And I don't mind helping them, and please know that I'm not making fun, but there's some people just not cut out for it. If you can't be consistent, if you can't be your own boss, and actually motivate yourself to get off the couch or out of the lazy boy or out of bed even, this isn't for you. It isn't going to happen. And yeah, I could probably sell more carts online if I gave a big spiel about how easy this is and how wonderful this is and how, oh man, you can make millions. And I could do that, and I could put like that one. I know there's two carts.
The magic button.
Yeah, they have a magic button, and one manufacturer two manufacturers have a calculator, income calculator. Well, it does is take out food cost. It doesn't do anything else. And so people go in there not even knowing, you know, how many dogs they're going to sell. They just overestimate. "I'm going to sell 6,000 dogs. That's how many I'm going to sell." And they do the math and they go, "Oh, I'm going to be a millionaire in a week." You know, this is so good you don't even have to work. It's kind of like if you haven't heard.
A week. Can I do it in like 2 days? A week is an awful long time.
I know it's a long commitment, but, you know, it's worth it, Jason. If you haven't seen the Magic Button show, type in the word magic over there at the blog at learnhotdogs.com. I still get people call me daily who go, "I can't find it on your blog." And they can't find the search box, and I need to make them have that search box more prominent because it's kind of halfway down the page on the right-hand side, and it's a little box.
Wait, you have a blog? Next you can tell me something like you sell hot dog carts or something.
So anyway, you go there, type in the word magic. If you want to hear a good show about the hype, check that out. But there's other shows, there's other stuff, and if you have a keyword, type it in and it'll help. If you're having trouble with a series, type in the word commentary. If you have trouble finding an electronic igniter, type in the word igniter, and you will pull it up. It doesn't matter what it is, you'll find it. And if you can't find it, email me and go, "Ben, I just can't find this," and I'll see if I can help you. I am excited. I heard from a lot of people this week who are just getting started or just getting started to get started, who are excited, who have lost jobs recently. The economy's, you know, I don't care what they're saying online and TV. The economy is not done. As far as, I'm not a conspiracy theorist or anything, but I don't think anything's better, really. If it is, I'm not seeing it. And there's still a lot of people without work. And so I'm excited that there's people that have found something that is inspiring to them. There's lots of people that find this business and go through my videos and go, oh, yeah, I don't want to do this. You know, and that's good. That's what makes the world go round, is that there's different folks ready to do different stuff. But I want to, you know, we're already 25 minutes into the show, 26 minutes. I'm going to take
Any callers holding?
Oh, well, I do. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. I thank y'all for listening to Hot Dog Vendor Radio. And remember to please call in to 424-258-9364 and press option 1 if you would like to talk to us. And we'll help you out.
He's wound up tighter than the girdle of a Baptist minister's wife at an all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast. It's Ben on HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
Have you ever wondered why the guy selling hot dogs always seems so happy?
Hello, Mrs. Smith. Hello, Mr. Johnson. Can I interest either of you in a hot dog? Do you want to find out why? LearnHotDogs.com. Get free video training, earn points, and get free stuff. Read Ben's hot dog blog and more. The premier source for hot dog vending information. Go to LearnHotDogs.com.
I absolutely freaking love his voice. Rob Harper, folks, is the guy that does the commercials on here. The crappy sounding ones are the ones I've done, and then those really good sounding ones are the ones he's done. And I am so thankful for him and for what he's done in helping the show out. He's been sending commercials for over a year, and I love him, and I'm happy to have him be a part of the group. I'm going to go ahead and take a caller with the area code 623. You are, in about 2 seconds, live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio. How are you tonight?
Oh, not bad. Hi, Ben. This is Marks from Peoria, Arizona.
Well, welcome to the show.
How's it going?
I'm doing wonderful. And you?
Well, can't be. It's going pretty good so far. I've only been swinging them for St. Patty's Day, but everything seems to be going well.
That's awesome. And did you have any questions for us, or would you like to share anything with us tonight?
I've been doing mainly, I've been booked up almost every weekend for these little events and everything that I've been picking up. And Phoenix is one of the best places to actually be a hot dog person because there's never-ending events and things to do. And I've recently got a chance to go into a indoor Swap Mart, and I wanted to ask you about that. If you know anything, would that be something that's a good idea?
Okay, so it's an indoor Swap Mart. The first thing I would check with is your fire marshal to make sure you can have the propane tanks in there. Some states, like my state, they allow you to have a cart indoors as long as you're using those little bitty tanks. Well, that's not really good to do.
Yeah.
Do you know if they'll allow the tanks?
Well, I think what they're going to do is they're going to park me outside for the time being. And once they figure out some way of constructing a little, like, a eatery area, I suggested to them that, you know, all you really have to have is some power, and you get the portable steam tables. Because that's basically all the cart is. It's just a steam table on wheels anyway. It just runs off propane, just switch it over to electric.
Well, are you trying to create them are you trying to set them up so they can do it themselves, or are you wanting to go in there with your cart?
I'll go inside, but I'm just trying to figure out a way, because I'll probably not use the cart. I'll keep that for, like, catering gigs and things. Yeah,
well, let me tell you something that I know for a fact to be true, and you can try this out. Okay, and I don't want to don't think I'm being antagonistic, but
no, that's all right.
Along with the cart comes a lot of that whole feeling of it's like going to the fair and buying a sausage and onion dog, or buying cotton candy and watching them swirl it, or going to the convenience store and seeing the wrapped up stuff or the cotton candy in a bag. It's not the same. I'd be willing to bet money that it won't have the same success with some tabletop steamers without that whole cart creates a feel. It creates a good feel, and it feels fresh, and it's exciting. A lot of people haven't seen carts, and it's unique.
Oh, yeah.
And they also see you as somebody who didn't fly by night. I just set up. Here's my steam tables. Don't touch that's hot kind of deal. Or they see you with a cart, and you look professional.
Right.
So I would consider that. If they can set you up outside with a little bit of cover, and even if later you can get some of those cheapy, I think they're over on our resources page, just a link to them somebody sent us, is these cheapy fold-out picnic tables. I think they were like $60. And
yeah, I got those from Walmart.
Okay. Well, see, you can get some stuff like that and make a homey feel and probably do fantastic. I wouldn't marry yourself to them until you know how it's going to go. You know, I wouldn't sign
exactly.
a contract or anything, but I would have fun with it and see what happens.
Right. Now, do you do electric carts yet?
Yes, sir, we do. The Cash Cow and the Pro Dog come in electric units.
Now, you can just...
No, the Little Dog. It's the Little Dog and the Cash Cow.
Oh, okay. So you got the... Okay, the Cash Cow can do it.
Yeah, the Cash Cow can do it.
You can just plug it right into the wall.
Yes, sir. You can plug it into the wall, or you can even do the inverter and, you know, operate off of, you know, big old...
Batteries.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've also wanted to say I've been doing a lot of garage sales lately. So those
How's
are
that
been? That's been pretty good, actually. A lot of people come up, they're like tickled pink because they see a hot dog person in the garage sale community. You know?
Now, tell people how you did that. I know we've talked about it on the show before, but they always hear me talking about it, and
I find 90% of everything that I do right off Craigslist.
Okay.
And I'll call them up, or they'll have like a reply thing up in the left-hand corner, and I just leave them an email or whatever. Can I set up on such and such date? This is my menu. This is what I do. I raise money for a local pug rescue and stuff like that. And I haven't got a no. I haven't got a single no yet.
Oh, so you're using two different things. You're using the tactic of, I get, well, I love the fact that you're doing the charity, tying that into your community, because that helps everybody. But then you're also going above that, and you're being proactive, finding events like big neighborhood yard sales, stuff like that, and offering to come and set up and feed their crowds. It makes people stay around longer. They don't have to rush and go, oh, man, I'm hungry. Mom, I'm hungry. We got to go. No, we can eat hot dogs right here, right now.
Well, what's great about them, because you never know who you're going to walk into or who's going to walk into you. And I've received a couple events that I did just on those person-to-person basis. Well, oh, you got great food, stuff like that. Can you come to my thing? And I've got two or three things just in the last month just from that alone.
You know what? You're probably the first person in a long time that I've heard from that has done multiple things that you're doing, like the swap shop, the swap meet stuff, which is the flea market, same deal.
Right.
And
right.
And the fact that you're being proactive on Facebook and that you are spreading the word while you're there and getting new contacts and tying into a charity. That's like a whole package in one, and that's what it takes to succeed. Or it doesn't always take that to succeed, but what it does is guarantee success because you are putting yourself out there and you will become bigger than the person who shows up once every 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like, and sometimes I do get a little overwhelmed because I have my fiance, and when I'm at my regular job, she goes on fair or whatever, Craigslist and stuff, and finds I come home that day. Oh, I got two new things for you. Oh, I got three new things for you. You need to check it out. People are going to call you tomorrow. I was like, whoa, slow down a little bit. You know, it's only me and, one little cart and stuff,
Now tell me, how many people out there listening right now have tried that? How many people have gotten on Craigslist or Backpage? Backpage is a new one that I've heard about just recently, that where you can post free classifieds. And have you made yourself known? Do you see what's happening? Is you've got somebody that is took the bull by the horn, so to speak, and is going out there and finding the business and attracting new business instead of going, Man, I can't find no dang location. I tell you what, I drove all around town, never saw a location. They won't let me. You know, that's the kind of crap that pisses me off, really, because I know that everybody has the same opportunity. Now, some cities are tighter, but there's all these workarounds. And
yeah.
We've talked about them on here, and I'm impressed that you've done this. This makes my day.
Well, I mean, I've got plenty of yard sales. I got a watermelon festival coming up, and that was a lead from what I did down in downtown Glendale. I got a couple car shows to do. I got people from churches showing up. Because when I first got started, I didn't want to be one of these average people, bought a car. I'm just going to do it once a week, see what happens. I wanted to actually, because I've been wanting to do it for such so long, when I finally got the chance to do it, I was like, okay, here's my opportunity, and I want to make a brand for myself. Because I'm not going anywhere, so I want I want the locations to come to me instead of me going out and trying to find them.
Right, right.
And with the dealerships, we've got a land of dealerships here, and I've picked off of two or three of them already. So they just pay you, like you said before, they just throw in a flat fee and hand out free food, and if they want to upgrade and buy other things, they can.
Well,
but. It's been a ride, that's for sure.
And you said you just got started how long ago? You said St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, I started officially on the 17th.
Oh my goodness.
And
you're gonna be one of these people we are talking to, you know, 6 months from now, a year from now, who are kicking butt and going, oh my gosh, I just added my fifth card or I just added my fifth employee or whatever. This is exciting to me. I am so glad you called in.
Well, it's like the swap meet deal. I mean, she wants me there, and I told her, keep in mind, I'm a chef part-time 3 days out of the week, and she wants me there from Wednesday to Sunday. And I was like, well, I can probably work something out until I get, you know, do well enough to where I can, you know, break off from them.
Right.
But right now, that part-time job is what's funding my hot dog business. I can't exactly get rid of it immediately.
Well, I don't blame you. So you do what you know what's right in your finances and your budget. You do it. Stick to what you know is working and keep going. And please stay in touch and let us know.
Oh, I will. Yeah, I try to send you video or not videos, but like pictures and stuff of this and that. I just ordered like a bunch of brochures. That's a really good idea, the brochure. You can go on VistaPrint, design a brochure, put who you are, what you want to do with your hot dog business and your ingredients and what events you would like to attend and stuff like that. So when you can hand them out to dealerships, you look more professional doing so. And it has pictures of your cars and your setup and all that stuff on them. What charities you support, all this stuff. So when you hand your one little thing out, it has all your information on it for everybody to see. And just,
well, that's
you know,
a good
label,
that's a good
label
tip.
Label yourself.
Exactly. Your branding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thank you for calling in, and please, please call back. We've got some other calls holding, and I want to jump to those.
Okay.
Thank you again, and please stay in touch with us.
Well, I'll do so.
Thanks a bunch.
All right, you have a good one, man.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hey, Ben, do we have an 802 or 602 holding?
We have...
602?
Nope. No 602. I'm going to go ahead and take a call real quick from area code 661. This is Ben, you're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio, and I thank you for joining us. Hello, hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, this is Ben. You're live on the air. What can we help you with?
This is O.D. I'm calling for... Good evening, gentlemen.
I'm missing part of it. Say it again. We kind of got some line, I don't know, something in the line.
Hey, this is Dave O'Donnell calling from Vermont. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, Dave. How are you?
Oh, there he is.
I had a little problem.
Yeah. How's Dave been?
Dave is doing excellent. How have you been?
I've been fantastic. Couldn't be better. If I was any better, there'd have to be two of me.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Will, have you gotten started? You're up and running as far as for the season?
Next month, May 1st.
Okay.
Hey, you guys just got some snow, didn't you?
We got like 2 inches this morning. We got like 3 foot of snowpack still. It's been the weather's been pretty rough here.
Yeah, I've seen it. I look forward. Maybe it'll be a long summer then. Maybe we'll luck out and you'll get a long summer.
Sometimes that does happen.
Share something with us, Dave. Inspire us tonight. Tell me something good. Or give me an easy problem to solve.
As you guys know, I'm into RC helicopters. I fly, and I do most of my gigs there. And lately, they've opened up a RC motor car track in about Canaan, New Hampshire, probably about 45 minutes from here.
Right.
And they have no place to eat within like 5 miles.
Wow.
What they do is they bring pizzas in from Canaan somewhere. I don't really know the name of it. I've been getting calls, like 20 calls within the last week, if I can go down. What they did is they took a big barn and they converted it into an RC track.
Right.
And it started out with like 10 guys, and like there's like 300 now.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of people.
Wednesday night, they have practice like 6 to 9, and then Saturday, 10 to 12, and then racing from 12 to 8 at night.
Are you going to be doing that?
I'll probably be doing that gig right there.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Plus, it puts you around something you have an interest in.
Yeah, I know a lot of the guys there, so.
I got talked into buying an RC plane one time, a real nice one. A guy was selling, and it was a neighbor of ours. And I said, yeah, I'd love to fly. You know, I'm a pilot. And so I figured, how hard can this be? You know, and approximately 25 minutes after I bought this, I destroyed it. And and I found it like 3 days later. Basically, I went out of range with it. And when I did find it, I found pieces of it, and I found the motor and stuff like that. But it was a lesson learned. Nothing like flying a real one. they're pretty hard to fly. At least for me, it was hard to fly, and I didn't do so well.
Yeah.
So are you going to? When will you know for sure you're going to do this, and when can you let us know how it does for you, Dave?
I will let you know within the next 2 weeks.
2 weeks. I would love for you to call back in and let us know how it goes, because that is an awesome deal. Before I forget, and you're welcome to stay here on the line for a second, Dave, but somebody asked about Onion Crunch. If you'll type in the word Onion Crunch at the blog at learnhotdogs.com, we actually interviewed the president and owner of Onion Crunch. And and that may give you a lot more information, and you may could possibly get some free samples out of the deal. Just check it out. Anyway.
I will do that.
What else can you share with us, Dave? Anything else before we go?
If you work in my weather, you want to be in an inside cart.
Amen.
Any movement on that one that you were talking about? Those people were doing bagels,
yes,
or something?
The guy went into bagels.
Is he going to wind up leasing that cart out, or are they going to keep it?
I've seen it sitting there for over 2 months. I seen it move the other day, and maybe it was just plow snow, but it's moved.
Wow.
Goose and Willie's was the name of it, Jason.
That's it, yep. Yeah, there was a guy doing stuff up there. And That'd be a good one to jump on, man, if you could get it. It looked like a nice trailer.
It's brand new, and in New Hampshire, you have to have a fire system, so it's got Ansel throughout. It's got the roof vent. Totally, it's loaded.
I guess stuff you can do in that one. He's talking, it's about a 16-foot trailer, Ben, that is around the corner from that these people aren't going to use anymore.
Really?
Yeah. It's a nice little setup.
That is awesome. Well, you'll have to let us know how that goes. If you decide, if you end up doing that, Dave, I'd love to see some pictures of that.
The trailer's like not even a year old. I already seen it. It was the name is buffed off the side, and what they did is they bought an old schoolhouse in New Hampshire, not too far from here. It's Orford, New Hampshire. That's where Mark Twain lived, and he bought an old schoolhouse, and he had that trailer outside to attract business. And then he's a bagel baker by trade, and he went back to that, and that's what they're doing now at the old schoolhouse.
That is cool. Well, Dave, I appreciate you calling in and letting us know. And it's exciting about this RC thing. If I make it up the coast this year with my family this summer, I definitely want to stop by and see you.
You can stop here anytime you want.
Well, I thank you, Dave. I've never even been to Vermont.
Well, we have more cows than people.
Well, I like ice cream. Isn't that the home of Ben and Jerry's?
That's correct.
I eat my fair share of that.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that because you support the economy.
Yep, I love Ben and Jerry's. And Chunky Monkey.
You guys have Chunky Monkey?
Yeah, Chunky
Monkey. You guys have a Ben and Jerry's store?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When you go in there, you ask them if you could have a Vermonster.
A what?
A Vermonster.
A Vermonster. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm almost afraid of that.
You won't eat ice cream for a month.
Oh, man. Well, I appreciate you a bunch, Dave. I'm gonna jump off of here and grab these other calls. We got about six people waiting on us. And we're going to try to get to them. We got about 12 minutes left in the show. I may fudge it and go longer. We may have to.
No 3-hour show.
No. I got to get up way early. Pancake Man tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Dave.
Okay, guys. Great chatting with you, and I'll keep you informed.
You call back anytime. I loved hearing from you.
I sure will.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, real quick, and then I'm going to pick up some calls. I've gotten two requests for this.
Got a question about hot steamy buns? Call Ben at 424-258-9364 for the latest tips and tricks in the world of wieners. That's 424-258-9364. Press 1 to talk live. One-on-one to Ben. Sunday night, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. HDVR. Hot. Steamy buns.
Sunday night at 8:30, and you're riding a gravy train with biscuit wheels with a hot dog answer man, Ben, on HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
Hey, folks, you're live listening on the Hot Dog Vendor Radio, and I'm fixing to take a call from area code 804. Thank you so much for holding. I'm sorry you had to hold. And, caller, are you there?
Yes, good evening. My name is Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia.
Well, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just came across it, and you have these carts available worldwide?
Yes, sir. We sell carts worldwide, but the show isn't really about our carts. The show is more for vendors, street vendors of all sorts. to call in, ask questions, share advice, tips, that kind of stuff.
I'd like to work with you. Do you collaborate? I'm a global visionary, and I have something very powerful I'm just rolling out, and my last name already has global recognition in the food service field.
Wow, I'd be interested in hearing more about it.
Yes, if you see my number, and do you know restaurant equipment?
Yes, sir, we do. We manufacture it.
All right. Have you ever heard the name Charleston? Do you know Charleston?
I have heard it.
That was my father's company.
Wow. That's
currently owned by Hobart.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. That name recognition and with what you're doing and with those vendors, I have something that will bring passive income streams to them, that, and it's going to revolutionize the business globally, too.
That is awesome. Do you care to email me and we can maybe set up?
I don't use email, but if you see my number, if you just write it down and give me a call, and I'll fill you in. And when you see what this is, there's no end to it.
Well, thank you a bunch for calling in. I appreciate it, and I hope you have a wonderful evening, and feel free to stay on the line and listen in.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see here. Caller area code 919. This is Ben with Hot Dog Vendor Radio. I thank you for calling in. Hello?
Hello, hello.
I think I picked up the wrong one. Hold on just a second. I think I messed up. And caller 859, I will be right back to you. I apparently skipped one. Area code 919, you're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio. This is Ben.
Hey, Mr. Ben, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Who are you and how are you?
All right, this is Will. I'm doing pretty good. I'm calling out of Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yes, sir. Well, thanks for joining the show.
Yeah, I've been meaning to, I've been missing you for the last 2 weeks, so I set my alarm there to make sure I called in. about the last 3 months, I've been just doing research on the business itself. And I just got to the point where me and my fiance feel like this is something that we want to get involved in. And I'm at square one, basically. And I just had a couple questions as far as, like, obtaining supplies. I went to your website, and I seen you have supplies. I'm talking about as far as getting my hot dogs in bulk. How would you go about that?
How do you get them in bulk?
Yeah, and how to, like, which will be, like, a good, like I seen on you online when I watched your video, you saying there's so many different brands and, you know, price ranges and how do you buy them and stuff. Like, what would be my first step as far as, like, making a good decision on that?
Well, the best way to do it is to go into your local grocery store and see what others are buying the most of, and particular sausages, because most vendors want to carry a sausage of some sort. And whatever they have lots of, that may be something you want to consider carrying. Doesn't mean you have to buy from the grocery store, but I did when I started just because funds were limited and I couldn't buy in quantity. But other than that, is you pick some brands and you buy those brands and you do a taste test, like I talk about in my free training. And pick your five or six brands, do a taste test with your friends and neighbors, maybe two of them, and you cut them up and put different colored toothpicks in them so you know what brand they're trying. And you could go, hey, try this out. Now, we do have some fan favorites, okay? And there's a lot of vendors using these. One is Vienna Beef, who is a sponsor over at the Muffin Association. And also there's Nathan's, Sabrette's. There's some local favorites, like if you have a local company that makes beef, like we have here in Tennessee, Lay's. And they make a very popular brand that's popular here. It's sold in the grocery stores, and people like it. So anything like that, you could end up finding that may be more popular than one of the national brands.
Okay.
And then once you find it, you can call the company directly, and they'll put you in touch with whoever their distributor is. But a lot of times we use Restaurant Depot.
I'm sorry, that was my main thing. Like, how do I get in touch with the distributors?
Well, if you call the company, they'll tell you who their distributor is, but a lot of them are your typical ones like Cisco and
U.S. Foods.
U.S. Foods, that's another one. I think there's Food Service International. There's Costco's, BJ's, Sam's Club, who will sell you stuff.
Jetro. Yep. Kinko.
Costco. Yeah, the Sam's is a, you know, I've been buying the Baker's and Chef's brand from Sam's forever. And so I just go to Sam's and buy the case.
Baker's and Chef's?
Baker's and Chef's. And that may help you, but do a taste test. Don't just take my word for it, because different regions have different favorites.
Okay. You'll
want to use something that works and what you've tried to be true with your taste test.
Okay. And then I had, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I just had another question as far as, like, I haven't actually bought a cart yet. I just recently got the packet from my health department, my environmental services downtown.
No
and,
problem.
I'm sorry?
I said, that's no problem. You're doing it the right way. You're getting all the answers, your questions answered before you jump in.
Yeah, because I don't want to just go out here and buy something. And it doesn't really say, because I remember on your videos you were saying to make sure that your requirements for your cart meet your city's requirements and everything, but it doesn't really say specifically what I can and can't have. It just said basically have my I said something about a water system, but it doesn't say that we have to have one of the sinks that you said, like in your video, the actual hand washing sinks. It doesn't
right.
say anything about that.
Well,
so
with,
it says,
with
it has to be ANSI and NSF sanitation standards.
Yeah. Most states require it to meet those standards,
okay.
but I have a section on the website at the top that says NSF, and you ought to read that section.
Okay.
Did you say you're in North Carolina? Where are you?
Raleigh, North Carolina, the capital.
Oh, yeah, Raleigh. Okay. I even know who the inspector is going to be in your area, but bottom line is you need to do it. It's hard to interpret their rules. And an inspector can interpret those rules differently than what another inspector would. So I'd go with the steps that I give on the training, the free training, is take your schematics to the health department, say, here's what I want to buy. Now, being as you're in North Carolina, we have already, you know, our parts have already been pre-approved. But no matter who you're buying from, you want to do these steps no matter what. And but that's going to be your best way to get going and know that when you buy a cart, it's going to be approved and you can start working.
Okay, yeah, because I've seen a couple. I was on the Craigslist thing, and I've seen a couple in, like, different areas of North Carolina that I was interested in. You know, I just didn't want to go buy it. I didn't know, like, exactly if this cart, I didn't want to buy it, and then it won't be approved. You know, I won't get stuck with it.
Well, I can tell you, I have a video that will tell you exactly how to buy a used cart and what to do first. If you go to learnhotdogs.com and click on the used carts page, it'll be the classified used carts page. The video there at the top of the page, when you click on it, it's going to have a video, and I walk you step by step what to avoid when buying and what to look for, so that you, if what's scary is in North Carolina, because there's some crazy little rules that you're going to have to work around. If a lot of people that are selling their cart is because, especially if it says brand new cart, never used, it's because they bought it, didn't check the rules, and didn't know to check the rules, and they got it and they can't get approved. And so it would get approved in South Carolina or Kentucky or Virginia or Tennessee, but it wouldn't in North
Carolina.
And so be sure to watch that video, and if I can help you further, just holler at me.
Okay, and you said, do you respond straight to emails, or I have to wait till the next show if I needed to get in contact with you?
I respond to emails at ben@benscarts.com.
Okay.
And I'm happy to help you if I can. I'll send you the links, any links you may need or can't find, I'll find them for you.
Okay. All right, sounds great, man. And like I said, I'll keep in touch with you, and I'll let you know when I get started and everything and how everything's going.
Well, thanks a bunch, and I look forward to seeing you as joining our team as vendors.
Yes, sir. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
You have a good night. All right, thanks,
you too, brother. See you. Okay, folks, I extended the show because I had to. We have a couple more callers that I want to make sure we get to. Area code 859. This is Ben. You're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Ben. How you doing? This
doing
is Dave.
Good.
This is Dave from Northern Kentucky.
Hey, Dave. How's Kentucky?
It's starting to get warm, you know. It's okay. I'm actually getting ready to I've been putting together a business plan for probably the last year. And I'm not new to the vending business. I've owned restaurants. I've had my own barbecue outfit for a while.
Right.
And I have a question today. I'm probably going to take off to Florida and start my hot dog business down there.
Okay.
Got a buddy down there who's doing really well in Venice, Florida.
Yes, sir. I don't know where it is.
Yeah, he didn't really know much at all about cooking, so I'm gonna head to Florida. That's where I'm gonna start my operations. I hope to have, you know, three or four carts going at once, you know. That's the plan.
That's awesome.
I have one question for you. And it's okay, the buns. You know, I consider myself a chef. Have been, you know, been in the kitchen for, you know, like I said, I've owned my own restaurants. Competition barbecued, which, you know, that just takes a long time. So this is something that's pretty, you know, relatively easy. The bun. I know your last caller talked about, you know, the type of hot dog, but the bun, you know, it's all about, you know, that bun. And I've seen some demonstrations you've done, but I've never seen a bun quite that shape before. And was just curious as to, you know, what kind of brand or how do you do research on buns? I mean,
okay, same way. What I did is I just started buying buns because I've got a Flowers Bakery in Knoxville, Marita,
yep.
And mm-hmm. I went with those, and I didn't get the consistency I wanted, so I kept trying different ones that gave you that good steam, almost melt in your mouth like a Crystal Burger or a White Castle steam burger. You know, that deliciousness. I don't know how to explain it any other way. But so I found Sara Lee held up really good. My favorite all-time bun that I've ever had, and I haven't had them all, but I was in Illinois, and I had in Champaign, Illinois, and I had Rosen.
Okay.
And they were fantastic. I think it's S. Rosen Bread Company. And
all right. I think I've heard of them before, yeah.
Now, I think I did a video last summer doing these buns that basically they're like a reverse bun. The sides don't have crust. They're called split top buns. They're a New England style bun, and if you could find those, the best buns in the entire world of anything I've tried is split top buns. They are unique, and if you have a grill, you can toast them easily, and it changes the whole concept of the hot dog.
Yeah, that thing, I watched that video. You know, you talked about the expensive $19.99 tinfoil pan. That's
that
one.
Yeah, that's great. I think so.
And that is it's called a split top.
It's called a New England style bun. If you do a Google search, you'll see it pull up. But it is a split-top bun. I think Jason has gotten them before, straight from his local bakery.
Well, now what I do is I take my rolls that we get baked every day, and I don't use the end ones. I use the middle ones, and then just split the top. I do that just for the lobster rolls.
Nice.
They're a lot of the side, toast them up on the grill and, you know, plate them. But you know who has them? Thomas's line. Martin's Bakery, they have Thomason's English Muffins. I can't think of the main name of them now. I want to say I think it's Bimbo Bakeries. They're nationwide. They originally took over Wonder Bread. I think they have them. There's one of their sublines that has them, and you can order them in. It might not be something that they carry every day. You might have to call a day out, but you should be able to get them.
Well, good. I appreciate your help, really. I look forward to, you know, Ben, I look forward to coming down and picking up a cart from you. I definitely have decided I'm going to go with your brand. And
okay.
I'm looking forward to retiring in Florida, man, doing what I love to do, and that's cook. And I'm tired of working for the corporate world. And
I think it's going to be awesome because you're bringing in a lot of experience, a whole different ball game. I mean, you know, a restaurant owner has way more headaches, way more risk, and you've learned a lot of lessons probably that will help you succeed faster in the hot dog vending business. But I can't wait to see some of the creations once you get to cooking. If you are creative like a chef, like you were saying, that's going to be neat to see.
Yeah, I'm going to do some. I've got a couple recipes now for some condiments that are kind of Caribbean, style. Because down in Florida, I just think that's going to go well there. However, my buddy, he can't sell chili dogs. Nobody wants chili on their dogs in Florida, or where he's at, I should say.
Yeah, well, that's different in different places, but you are correct. I know a lot of vendors in Florida that don't do chili. They do other stuff like Jamaican jerk seasoning on the dog.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some I can't wait to see what you do with it. I appreciate you calling in, and if we can help you, call back anytime or email me.
Will do, man. I really do. I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to the freedom of it. I've been there before, but wasn't very successful. Just like you said, the restaurant's a headache. The barbecue thing, I've won some awards on my barbecue, but tending fire for 15 hours is not a fun job, man.
No,
it's a lot of work every day, and doing it every day is tough.
My dad has one, man, and it is all day, 7 days a week, because he's grown and he's doing barbecue 7 days a week, and you know what that entails.
Yes, I do. It's a lot of work. it's a messy job too. You talk about grease. This is the hot dogs. That's not gonna be too tough. So, well, listen, I appreciate you taking my call, and
yes, sir.
I look forward to becoming a mega star, mega hot dog superstar here soon. So
nothing would make me happier. And I thank you for calling in tonight.
All right, Ben. It's good talking to you guys.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
All right.
Have a good night.
Yep, you too.
Okay, folks, we have one more caller, and I'm sorry they had to wait so long, but this is Ben. You're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio. How are you tonight? I didn't catch any of that. You may have a bad connection, or I do one.
All right. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
This is Corey from O'Doggies.
Oh, my goodness.
Corey, how you guys doing tonight?
I am fantastic. I was hoping. I saw you in the chat room, and I can't watch it because it distracts me. So, and it slows me down because I have my notes up, and I've got the caller log up, and I was going, man, I hope he calls in. tell us what
finally made it.
You expanded, and tell us how it's going.
Oh, it's going real well. I have people ask all the time if we thought this was the right move for us, and we've already had at least a dozen days where we wouldn't have been able to operate before that we were able to with the trailer. So that's huge for us, And we've added an area around the outside edge of our trailer there where people can stand out there and eat now, and hoping to get some picnic tables and stuff here in the future too. But it's getting to be the season as it warms up. I mean, we stayed busy all winter, but even with the warm weather coming, we're getting busier yet. So it's going good.
I'm glad to hear it. Now, I sure like the pictures. The look of your setup looks good. I hope you continue to grow with that. Are you still operating a cart too, Dave? Corey, are you doing any of that still, or
right now it's just it's parked for now. We're planning on getting it out for some different events here and there. We've got people asking us to do grand openings and such like that, which is what we'll get the cart out for that. I mean, I love that cart. That was the original eye catcher for people whenever we first started last year, and the O'Doggies name just got to be known enough that whenever we went to the trailer, people still knew it was us. We're planning on getting the cart out. As a matter of fact, the radio station is a classic rock and roll station here in town. Have talked to us, and they're getting ready to, in another month or so, they're doing yard sales in their parking lot, and so they've asked us if we would want to set up the cart there in their parking lot, and we'll get free airtime and everything too. So we'll probably set up during their yard sales and such like that, and get some airtime and serve hot dogs. So the cart will get used for stuff like that, Phil.
That's exciting. Are you going to consider leasing it out any, or, you know, for special events for somebody to fundraise or anything like that?
You know, that hasn't been something we've really, you know, thought about too much. And you know, we're as you know how it is, we get so busy all the time just trying to maintain the one part of the business right now. I mean, I have dreams of doing a lot of stuff like that and you know, even opening up just another location is kind of what I've been thinking about doing with the cart. You know, if we could find an employee that, you know, we'd feel comfortable with running a location, we'd probably do that. So that's just some of the stuff we're thinking about.
I love it. Folks, we're talking with Corey Lawrence with O'Doggies, and y'all see me post stuff over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/Ben's Cart. And a lot of vendors post that stuff. And I'm thankful for all the vendors that support the page and help out. But if you would like to follow somebody that's done well, built their own cart, and has expanded into a concession trailer now, follow him on Facebook or Twitter. Jason would be another one. But Corey's is O'Doggies, O-D-O-G-G-Y-S. And you can go to facebook.com/O-D-O-G-G-Y-S. And click like and follow, and you'll be you'll like it. You'll learn some stuff. If you're just getting started, you want to learn about marketing and see what he's doing. He does some brilliant pictures that get a lot of interest. Like I think Friday you did a picture up. It looked like that barbecue one, you know, if I'm remembering right.
Oh, yeah. We did our specialty dog was the family reunion dog Friday, and so I just posted a picture of our specialty dog for the day, and yeah, that always gets people's attention. I found out, you know, you can track, you know, your different posts, how many people look at it or what kind of response you get from it, and it seems like anytime you post a picture, I mean, you're getting three times the response and you know, other people seeing it, and so I try to, you know, I don't want to overload with pictures, everybody, but, you know, I try to throw something up every once in a while.
Well, I think it's brilliant, your marketing, and I appreciate the ones you post up for us over at our Facebook page.
Sure.
As we speak, I'm grabbing that one. I just found it, the one you did Friday.
All right.
I'm putting it up on our Pinterest page.
You know, and anybody – go ahead.
I'm doing an ode to O'Doggies tomorrow. We're doing Porkalypse.
Yeah, he got rained out.
Yeah.
We're doing Porkalypse Part 2.
Porkalypse Part 2. And you're going to do the Porkalypse dog that he has, right?
Yes, sir.
I love it.
With the little Jason spin on it there. Doing the bacon jam.
Little bacon jam.
Now, you do something else unique, Corey. You do a lot of different hot sauces, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. We've out on our shelf, our rail out in front of the cart there, you know, off to one side, I have probably 20 different hot sauces there from fairly mild all the way to light you on fire. And, you know, for more than any, the biggest part of it is it's an eye catcher. You know, people are standing there and, you know, it's a conversation piece and people start talking. And you got the guys that want to prove that they're tough. And, you know, we warn them at the bottom of our menu, you know, in bright red, it says, you know, O'Doggies is not responsible for your self-induced pain. And, you know, so we keep some toothpicks there if they want to do a sample before. I always tell them, try it before you put it on your hot dog. And almost always we're selling another bottle of water as soon as they try the really hot ones, you know. So, but it's just a good way to catch them. And, you know, I've had a lot of those bottles for quite a while. And, you know, they don't get used enough that I'm having to replace them that much. So it's just something fun we do.
Well, I like it. I don't know if y'all remember, I did that little video last year at, what is that bookstore? It's my favorite. It's in Chattanooga is the one, my favorite. I've been to the one in Nashville and Knoxville, and the one in Chattanooga is my favorite, but it's a used bookstore. It's huge. And we have a vendor there, Sergeant Pepper's. That's it.
All right.
I videotaped him, and he's got a lot of hot sauces and does well with it. People like it, and people like to do what you're talking about. He's got a disclaimer as well that, you know, because you don't want somebody hurting themselves. I mean, you put on too much of the wrong kind of hot sauce, and you could stop breathing.
That's right.
or you'll wish you could stop breathing.
Yeah, some of them probably hate me the next day, too, but, you know, that's why I give them the warning.
Hey, you may want to see if you can get a sponsor with Tums or even Charmin.
Exactly.
it's funny. Corey, because I know you haven't been on in several weeks, but I wanted to, in fact, I don't think you've been on this year. Have you? You came on
probably about a month ago I was able to get on for just a little bit, but yeah, it's been a while.
Well, do me a favor and share from a true experience what you would share to a new vendor that's just getting started. What words of advice would you give?
Sure. You know, I think last week whenever I think it was Roxanne out in Colorado when she talked about her table blowing into the river and everything, you know, and her attitude of, you know, we've got to expect things are going to go wrong from time to time. And so if we just have a positive attitude about things and fight through those things, I mean, that's going to be a big asset to your business.
I like it. That's good words of wisdom from a gentleman that took it from the ground up, built his own cart from scratch. And it's a beautiful card. I think he's got pictures on his Facebook page as well if you go to his photo section. And follow him on Twitter. Folks, you don't have to stay there. It's not like you're marrying to another, you know, vendor. But there's a lot of vendors that are doing things that are good marketing strategies that you may want to emulate. Or as, you know, some people call it copycatting. But I don't care. I think it's wise for us to help each other out.
I'm all for that. Yeah, that's, you know, I have... several people, other vendors that have liked our page, and they'll shoot us a message and asking questions. I don't have any problem with chatting when I have time to chat with people and answer some questions for them too. You know, and I've seen people, you know, and it's fine copycatting because that's really how you improve your business. If you see something that someone's doing and it's obviously working for them, why wouldn't you do that yourself? You know, with maybe your own take on it. But that's how you improve your business and grow.
Well, you're exactly right, and that's why I mentioned it, because I knew, you know, there's people like you and people like Jason and Dave and Doug's Dogs who love to help other vendors who find it exciting and to know that they're helping another person become successful. And it's not like it's a locked-in secret. Now, you may have a secret recipe or something like that you want to keep, but the bottom line is the overall information, it's good to help each other. Doesn't Dave have a page, Dave O'Donnell?
I thought he did on Facebook. I'm not
I thought I
well,
had.
I don't know.
But I'd like to give that out before we go.
Somebody just asked while you asked on the
chat. I asked him. Dave, you're listening.
So I don't know if his computer froze or what's going on.
Oh, it's fine. We can do it next show. I just thought it would be a good one for people to see and follow. There's another one what is it? We were discussing this today, Jason.
Eric, he put it up on the chat.
Oh, good. It's Bravo Dog, B-R-A-V-O hyphen, you know, a dash, D-A-W-G-S, Bravo Dogs. And you can search Bravo Dogs, just separate it with a dash on Facebook's little search bar, and you'll pull him up. And that'd be another good one for you to like and follow. He's the gentleman that called in earlier about the that he may be doing a, you know, these events or these weekly things with the RC racers. And I tell you what, can you imagine being the only vendor and there's 300 people there captive? That's just a guaranteed success.
That's the perfect situation.
Exactly. And then if he'll get like Pocono does and get the beer keg strapped to the side of the cart and get his alcohol license, and then you'll have a bunch of drunk helicopter pilots flying around. That'd be hilarious. I'd watch that. I'd pay to see that. anyway, I want to thank Jason for joining us again. Thank Corey for coming on and all those others that have called in and asked questions and shared their newses and their good news and all that stuff. I appreciate it. It makes the show go. So with that, I think I'm going to close out. And unless you've got anything to add, Corey or Jason?
No, I'm good. I may call in again next week.
I'd love it. I appreciate you doing it. Thanks a bunch, guys.
Night.
Hope you all have a good night.
Have a good night, man.
Hot Dog Vendor Radio was brought to you by BensCarts.com and the hot dog answer man himself, Mr. Ben Wilson. Also by the letter H and the number 1. Tune in next week for the very best hot dog vendor information money can't buy on HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio.